With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, to serve as his incoming White House press secretary.
Leavitt, a New Hampshire native, is viewed as a camera-ready advocate who's already been aggressively defending Trump in televised appearances. She worked in the White House press office during Trump's first term in office.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in.
We will probably start our work on January 20th on the president's. January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the tax cut bill from 2017.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel continues its airstrikes against Hezbollah to convince a terrorist group to accept a secure buffer zone in southern Lebanon as part of any upcoming ceasefire.
And so right now, these bombings are little messages to convince Hezbollah that Israel still has the upper hand, and if they want this war to stop, that's going to be the condition.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Spending, keeping the economy on track, at least for now. Americans stepped up their spending at retailers in the latest sign that healthy consumer spending is driving the economy's steady growth. Retail sales up 0.4% in the third quarter from September to October, a solid increase. No knockouts, but it was a hard-fought battle as internet sensation Jake Paul outpaced boxing legend Mike Tyson in last night's big Netflix extravaganza. Paul beat the 58-year-old Tyson by unanimous decision. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are running short of cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his return to the White House. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List is hopeful, saying that President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments are the baseline for his second term. This is SRN News. California farmers devoting more land to pistachio nuts, which are seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation.
The nut has surged over the past decade to become the state's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China, but experts say Americans also are eating more pistachios, too.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Drought has parched the Northeast for weeks now, draining reservoirs, priming the landscape for damaging wild and brush fires, and pushing politicians to implement new water-saving measures. More than 58% of the Northeast is in moderate drought or worse, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.